みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Newbie Lesson Season 3, Lesson 23. Nihongo Dojo. Talk about your past in Japanese.
Naomi desu.
Rebecca Hugh.
Rebecca-san, お腹ペコペコですね。I'm starving.
Oh, did you not have lunch?
No, I didn't.
Did you have lunch? Yes, I did. If I don't have lunch, I can't concentrate.
お腹ペコペコです。
じゃあ、早く終わりましょう。ごめんなさい、皆さん。Sorry, people, today's lesson is going to be short because Naomi sensei is hungry and we have to get it. No, we're just joking. We've got a long lesson with lots of interesting stuff for you, don't worry. First, we're going to look at the polite past negative. So how to say you didn't do something in the past.
そうですね。食べませんでした。
I didn't eat. Oh, we're also going to practice saying お腹がいっぱい, which is the opposite of what poor Naomi sensei is feeling at the moment.
Ah, yeah.
お腹がいっぱい means my stomach is full.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Naomi-sensei, today's conversation, who's speaking?
Fabrizio-san と Fuyuka-san のお父さんです。Fabrizio and Fuyuka's father are talking.
Okay, so we'll be hearing polite Japanese.
はい。
I'm glad to hear that. I was hoping Fabrizio wouldn't be rude and not use the right level of politeness. That's good. And what are they talking about?
They're talking about udon.
Udon. Okay, so noodles. はい。Udon noodles.Okay, let's listen to the dialogue.
ふう、お腹がいっぱいです。一人だいたい300円くらいでしたよ。本当に安いですね。
ファブリツィオさんは何を食べましたか？
かけうどんを食べました。
天ぷらは食べましたか？
いえ、食べませんでした。
何？天ぷらを食べませんでした？どうして？
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
ふう、お腹がいっぱいです。一人だいたい300円くらいでしたよ。本当に安いですね。
ファブリツィオさんは何を食べましたか？
かけうどんを食べました。
天ぷらは食べましたか？
いえ、食べませんでした。
何？天ぷらを食べませんでした？どうして？
今度は英語が入ります。
ふう、お腹がいっぱいです。
Oh, I'm stuffed.
一人だいたい300円くらいでしたよ。本当に安いですね。
It was about 300 yen each. It's really cheap.
ファブリツィオさんは何を食べましたか？
Fabrizio, what did you eat?
かけうどんを食べました。
I ate かけうどん。
天ぷらは食べましたか？
Did you eat tempura?
いえ、食べませんでした。
No, I didn't eat it.
何？天ぷらを食べませんでした？どうして？
What? You didn't eat tempura? Why?
レベッカさん、香川にたくさんうどん屋があります。I've heard there are more udon noodle place than convenience store in Kagawa Prefecture.
Really? Where's Kagawa Prefecture?
Sorry, they're in Kagawa Prefecture.
Oh, okay.
They're in Takamatsu City.
Okay, I knew that.
Takamatsu is in capital city of Kagawa Prefecture.
Oh, okay.
I think.
And
not
udon
sure.
is like their local dish. Everybody eats udon. Okay.
そうですね。And...There is a Japanese movie called Udon.
Yeah, I checked it out. It looks quite funny. I haven't seen the movie, though.
Me neither.
I think it's a comedy, right? About some guy who wants to be a comedian and his dad is this really stubborn chef but who owns his own udon shop or something. That's what it said on the Internet Movie Database anyway, which is where I checked it out.
そうです、そうです。 Yeah, I haven't seen the movie yet, but the story is not the best one.
But
the udon dish looked so delicious on the movie preview.
Okay, so maybe if any of our listeners want to get an idea for how people feel about udon, especially in Kagawa Prefecture, is it set in Shikoku? Where is it?
So this.
Oh, Shikoku it is. Okay, so if any of our listeners want to check out what udon culture is like in Shikoku, I guess it would be a good movie to check out.
So this, ne. I'll post the address on the comment page.
Okay, thank you. Let's have a look at today's vocabulary. The first item is
いっぱい.
Full or fullness.
いっぱい.
Next.
一人.
One person.
ひとり. 一人.
Next.
大体.
About, almost, approximately.
だいたい. 大体.
Next.
くらい.
Approximately, about, almost.
くらい. くらい.
Next item.
かけうどん.
Noodles in broth.
かけうどん. かけうどん.
Next item.
てんぷら.
Tempura. Deep fried fish and vegetables in a light batter.
てんぷら. てんぷら.
Next item.
どうして.
Why? For what reason? How?
どうして? どうして?
Okay, so the first sentence we're going to look at from today's dialogue is
お腹がいっぱいです.
I'm full.
そうですね. The topic of the sentence is dropped. So originally, there is 私 and 我.
Okay, so it would have said
私はお腹がいっぱいです.
Okay. And breaking down the elements that make up this sentence, we have
お腹,
meaning stomach,
が,
subject marker,
いっぱい,
fullness or full,
です,
copula,
お腹がいっぱいです.
My stomach is full.
そうですね.
Literally, I'm full. And I think there's another way to say this.
Oh, yes. お腹がパンパンです.
My stomach's full to bursting? I'm full to bursting?
そうですね. パンパン is an onomatopoeia ですね.
Meaning?
Like about to explode?
Right, it's full and puffed up or something.
そうです。
Okay, okay.
お腹がパンパンです.
We already learned お腹がペコペコ.
そうですね.
Didn't we? My stomach is really hungry, it means. Okay, so now you can say I'm really hungry or I'm really full in casual Japanese.
お腹がペコペコです. お腹がパンパンです.
Okay, I have a question. You're saying that with this. Does that mean that peko peko and pampan you could use in a polite situation? Would you have to be careful how you used it? Are people going to laugh? If in a really formal situation, you went, お腹ペコペコです. And even though you've got the des there, that's a polite expression. But peko peko itself or pampan?
そうね. In a super polite situation, you can't use peko peko nor pampan. For example, you can't use them to the president of the company or the prime minister.
Okay, right. So just you can use des. You can put a des on the end and use it to say your host mother. Would that be okay?
Yep.
All right.
Or to your senior colleagues if the person is close to you.
I see. All right. Now let's have a look at one more phrase. It was
大体300円ぐらい.
It's about 300 yen. And to have a closer look at the elements in this sentence, we find that the first element is
大体,
approximately,
300円,
300 yen,
ぐらい,
which means approximately. So 大体 and くらい or ぐらい have the same meaning, right?
はい.
But the difference is the way that they're used. 大体 precedes the quantity or extent. So in this case, it's coming before 300 yen, whereas くらい follows the quantity or the amount. So it's coming after the 300 yen. And they're often used together, is that right?
そうですね. You can also use them by themselves.
So you mean you could say 大体300円?
はい.
Okay, or 300円ぐらい. Okay.
はい. And くらい and ぐらい doesn't really matter.
Is there some rule?
ぐらい is preceded by amount of something, the kanji has to be read as ぐらい,
rather
not
than
くらい.
くらい, okay.
But that's a strictly speaking. So in a casual situation, くらい, ぐらい doesn't really matter.
And it's hard to pick up the difference anyway between ku and gu.
そうです.
All right, let's look at one more sentence using くらい and だいたい.
1ドルはだいたい100円ぐらいです.
$1 is about 100 yen.
What about Australian dollar?
Yeah, well, it's been up and down. I think at the moment it's about, I don't know, 96?
Oh.
But I'm not sure.
じゃあだいたい100円ぐらいですね。
Yeah, it's about 100 yen.
なるほど。
Well, today's grammar point is the past tense of verbs, both affirmative and negative. So saying you did do something and you didn't do something.
We're also going to take a look at noun sentences.
So using des.
はい。
Now let's have a look at today's target grammar sentences. Could you read us the first sentence, please, Naomi sensei?
天ぷらを食べませんでした。
I didn't eat tempura. Now you can hear the 食べませんでした. Now, this is a new structure, and that's going to be one of the grammar focus points today. Now the other grammar sentence we'll be looking at is
うどんは300円でした.
This is also a new structure for us. This sentence, the udon was 300 yen.Is a noun sentence and it's in the past form, the polite past form. We'll be looking at that later on in the grammar section. Okay, so first let's have a look at how to put verbs in the negative past polite form. So that's how to say I didn't do something in the past and to say it formally. Okay, so if you remember from previous lessons, we know how to put must verbs in a negative form, non-polite negative. Can you give us some examples, please, Naomi sensei?
はい。します。
Becomes
しません.
Okay, so します, as you know, is to do, and しません is to not do. Okay, can we have just a couple more examples, please?
行きます.
To go.
行きません.
To not go. One more.
来ます.
To come.
来ません.
To not come. Okay, also in Style You and Beyond 8, we looked at how to put must verbs in their polite past tense.So can we have some examples of those, please, Naomi-sensei?
します。
Do.
しました。
Did.
行きます。
Go.
行きました。
Went.
来ます。
Come.
来ました。
Came. Okay, so you get the picture. All right, now let's look at how to say you didn't do something, or you didn't go, or you didn't come. Okay, so can we have an example, please, Naomi-sensei?
します。
Do.
しませんでした.
Didn't do. Okay, what about go?
行きます.
And that becomes
行きませんでした.
Didn't go.
そうですね.
So you can hear that the polite negative past is actually a combination of ません and でした. So 行きません is to not go, and didn't go is 行きませんでした. You just put a でした on the end.
そうです.ませんでした。
So our example sentence was
私は天ぷらを食べませんでした。
I didn't eat tempura. So I don't eat tempura would be 私は天ぷらを食べません。 But I didn't eat tempura is 私は天ぷらを食べませんでした。
そうです。
Is that right?
はい。
Okay, can you give us one more example sentence, please, Naomi sensei?
肉を食べませんでした。
Didn't eat meat. I didn't eat meat.
そうですね。
Okay, so, and putting this in the question form, for example, how would we say, did you eat meat?
あなたは肉を食べましたか?
Okay, so, did you eat meat? And then you would reply,
はい、食べました。
Or if we're doing negative, it would be,
いいえ、食べませんでした。
Now let's have a look at noun sentences and putting them in their polite past form.So our example sentence, which we mentioned earlier, was the udon was 300 yen, which in Japanese is
udon は300円でした.
Right. So if we were just going to say the udon is 300 yen, it would be
udon は300円です.
Okay, so putting it in the past tense, what changes is the des on the end. It becomes
でした.
This is pretty simple. So for example, if we were going to say $1 is 100 yen, we would say
1ドルは100円です。
Okay, that's roughly the current rate. But was there a time, I think, when $1 was worth a lot more yen?
はい、360円かな360 yen.
Okay, so how would we say the dollar was worth 360 yen? Was being past tense.
1ドルは360円でした。
Okay, so you can hear there that the desu is becoming deshita to indicate past tense. And this is polite past tense. All right, let's look at just a couple more noun sentences in the polite past form.
Kennedy はアメリカ人でした。
Kennedy, you mean JFK?
Yeah, yeah. I guess so.
Yep, so JFK was an American.
はい。Since he has already passed away, I used でした。
Okay, so if you were talking about President Bush, you would say
Bush はアメリカ人です。
です。Okay. So I think you probably get the picture now. It's just the difference between des and deshita. That's all that changes in the sentence if you're indicating present or non-past or past. Because non-past is des and past is deshita. It's easy to put these kind of questions, these past noun polite sentences, into a question form because all you have to do is add ka. So, for example, if you wanted to say, was this 100 yen? You would say,
これは100円でしたか?これは100円でしたか?
Yep, as you can hear the cut there. And how would we ask, how much was this?
Oh, change 100円 to いくら。これはいくらでしたか?
How much was this? So it's pretty easy, just add a ka.
そうですね。
That's pretty much what you do all the time, isn't it, with a question?
Yes.
Every time in Japanese, it's the same, isn't it? Affirmative, and then you add a ka, and it becomes a question.
Yeah, if you're talking in polite language, yes.
All right, so we'll deal with non-polite another time, but for now, okay, so in polite form, just remember, add a ka, and that makes it a question.
そうですね。レベッカさん、今日朝ごはんを食べましたか?
はい、食べました。
何を食べましたか?
シリアルを食べました。
シリアル。
シリアル。
いいですね。私もシリアル好きです。
ナオミ先生は朝ごはん食べましたか?
いいえ、食べませんでした。
You never eat breakfast, do you?
No, never.
Too busy?
Too lazy to get up early.
Okay.
Sleeping is more important than eating breakfast.
Okay, yeah. Well, I wish I could do that, but I can't function without breakfast.
So,レベッカさんはいつも朝ごはんを食べますか?
はい、いつも食べます。
あ、いつも?
いつも、必ず。
すごい、すごい。
皆さんは朝ごはんを食べましたか?何を食べましたか?
We'll see you next week.
じゃあまた。
ふぅ、お腹がいっぱいです。一人だいたい300円くらいでしたよ。本当に安いですね。
ファブリツヨさんは何を食べましたか?
かけうどんを食べました。
天ぷらは食べましたか?
いえ、食べませんでした。
何?天ぷらを食べませんでした?どうして?